This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Absolute totality of ergonomics brought to you in the shape of a wooden gun stock. Designed and, you know, the R&D, all that other stuff, all done at Boyd's Gun Stocks. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. All right, as we go into the after-action review portion of what seems to accompany every one of these rampage-killing attempts or rampage-killing events, one thing to ask is how this killer got his gun or guns in the first place. And this is ultimately how the debate in the aftermath will be framed, so it's a vital question. Now, in the case of Jacksonville, we now know how the killer got his guns, and it raises some interesting questions. The gunman, David Katz, who opened fire on a Madden NFL 19 tournament in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunday, was hospitalized previously for mental illness, according to court records. Divorce filings from the parents of Baltimore showed that as a teenager, he was hospitalized twice in psychiatric facilities and was prescribed antipsychotic and antidepressant medications. The Associated Press first reported Monday. Now, the killer, a competitor at the gaming event, had two handguns and extra ammunition inside the restaurant where the competition was taking place in a gun-free zone, officials said at the news conference Monday afternoon. The divorce filings show that his parents disagreed deeply on how to care for their son. His father claimed his estranged wife was exaggerating symptoms of mental illness as part of the couple's long-running and acrimonious custody battle. They divorced in 2007. Young Mr. Katz legally purchased his firearms, a 45 caliber and a 9mm, in Baltimore, Maryland, according to Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams. He bought them within the past month from a licensed dealer. Now, for me, this is really very interesting. If he was involuntarily admitted, then it was illegal for him to have purchased the firearms in the first place. A voluntary admission, however, is a different animal. Or is it? Now, as a teenager at the time, the killer's admission may fall into somewhat of a gray area in the law. First, it would count as a voluntary admission, even if it was technically against his wishes, but not those of his parents. Well, actually, that's sort of a question, isn't it, really? They're the ones who have a say on the welfare of minors, after all, and if so, he may well have been able to purchase a firearm without a problem. It also raises the question of whether an admission as a teen has any bearing on purchasing a firearm as an adult. The law doesn't specify one way or the other. And I'd sort of like to take that to mean it doesn't matter one way or the other. But coming out of Maryland, their state law states a person may not possess a regulated firearm if the person suffers from a mental disorder and has a history of violent behavior against the person or another, has been found incompetent to stand trial because of mental retardation or mental disorder, has been found not criminally responsible by reason of insanity, has been voluntarily admitted for more than 30 consecutive days to a mental health treatment facility, or has been involuntarily committed to a mental health treatment facility. So they have two possible conditions that will bar someone from owning a gun. One is that they were admitted more than 30 days. The other is the involuntary admission. But then again, that depends on whether juvenile admissions apply. Now, all of this is a giant mess at this particular point. While the media is reporting that he purchases guns legally, that remains to be seen. He may well have purchased them through a dealer, but we still don't know if he was legally allowed to buy them. And I guess there's going to have to be some examination as to whether that actually would be something we come up and say, well, that's the way it was. So, here's the problem with this. The problem with these gun control laws is they never spell anything out. They'll get out there and say, it's illegal to have a gun if you're this. And then we get into a case where there are specifics. Okay, this kid was a juvenile. He was voluntarily admitted. Does this apply to him? Or if he was a juvenile and he was involuntarily admitted because of his parents, does it apply to him? But he was a juvenile, so doesn't it apply to him? So we have to make a decision in these laws when they're being written, which they never do. They never do that. One of the things that was a beautiful point about the whole Young versus the State of Hawaii case is that Mr. Young got out there and said, I want everything. I want to be able to carry a gun concealed. I want to be able to carry a gun open. I want to be able to carry a baton. I want to be able to carry mace. I want to be able to carry a stun gun, a taser, pepper spray. I want to be able to carry everything a cop can carry. And I want to be able to carry it any way, you know, whichever way is prescribed at the time. Now, this is how you spell things out. Getting out there and covering all the bases. All the bases in this law were not covered. So now there's a little bit of ambiguity about it, and that's where the problem comes in. There's going to be some yahoo out there that's going to try to, they'll try to turn this into, it was the gun's fault. We've already got people saying in Florida that it was the NRA's fault. Dick Durbin is saying it was the NRA's fault. I mean, everybody out there is thinking it's the NRA's fault. And you know what? The NRA very rarely does anything like this. As a matter of fact, when it comes to breaking laws and doing rampage killings, they never, ever, ever, ever do that. This is David Katz's fault. This is Florida. This is their fault for having this law where they say, well, in this circumstance, no guns are allowed. However, we're not going to make any provision to defend this area. See, if they want to tell me this is a gun-free zone, okay, well, what have you got in mind if somebody comes in and starts shooting the place up? Because this seems to happen in gun-free zones. Where's the SWAT team? Who's the fire team that's going to respond to this? And where are they? And are they stationed close enough to where they can stop the guy after he kills the 2.5 people that he's going to kill anyway? The answer is inevitably no. We don't have that. So then you have the gun-free zone. Then you have the rampage killer show up in the middle of the gun-free zone, and he's able to go and do whatever he wants to do. In the case of David Katz, what he wanted to do was over with sort of quick. He targeted some people. He shot at them. Then he shot himself. His mission was more a reactive one about being angry because he lost than it was to get out there and try. This was not a typical rampage killing. This was a lack of control from somebody who probably, we know he was on psychotropic drugs. He's probably never been told before in his life. No, before in his life. We know all those things about it. There will be more that comes out as time goes on, but the forensics will continue on. We'll find out more about this guy very shortly than we will about Las Vegas, though. I'll say that. Las Vegas is still way up. It's still a jump ball as far as that's going. There's a little bit put. Okay, fine. Nothing of any substance for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Hype Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
With a you know, the quality, I mean, one of the things about these stocks is the quality versus the price. Because when you find, when a lot of people find out how much these things are, they're like, really? And then they feel like they got to buy two. The price point is shockingly low for what it is. The At-One stock, $189. Period. Anyway, go check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Typically, you would not grow a movement by subtraction. But it is becoming clearer and clearer that there are some figures in the world of conservatism that are negative numbers. And they are net liabilities, and we need to boot them out of the big tent or they will keep stinking up the place. We need to clean house, send the cruise shilling hacks, the whiny gibos, and the careerist dillweeds of the conservative ink packing. Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, and others. I'm looking at all of you. We need a purge. And, you know, let me be clear. I'm not talking about one of those purges like in that stupid Purge movie where we would hunt these Frito-Con dorks for sport. That would be terrible. Most of them don't know anything about escape and evasion. They're really delicate, so it wouldn't be a real challenge, and it would just not be sporting. I'll settle for throwing them out of the party. They can drag their stuff over there to their leftist pals' places and crash on their couches for a bit. One of the great things about Trump is the great clarification that he is brought to the scene. That clarification is where we actually learn that things can be done. We've been told, well, you know, this has to be done this way. I mean, okay, sure. His rise, which challenged the establishment's iron grip on power, clarified who was truly conservative and who was just pretending to be conservative as a career move. Their incompetence and treachery earned them all kinds of stuff. But who needs to go? How about the aforementioned Mitt Romney, the preening tattletale who was Evan McMullen before Evan McMullen was Evan McMullen? We just didn't know it yet. And to think that a lot of us voted for him in 2012. Can you imagine if he had won, though? He would have rolled on the climate scam, appointed milquetoast judges, and generally showed his belly to the establishment because he is the establishment, and that's where his loyalty lies. Can't you just see him after leaving office in 2020, following 8 years of wheel spinning, hanging out with his good friends Bill and George and Barack? And now this loser's running to replace Jeff Flake and Bob Corker, who we drove out of the Senate in shame, as the high-pitched voice of the Vichy resistance. Mitt is going to rub Ben Sasse the wrong way because the Nebraska nag wants that gig for himself. Sasse loves talking about how Trump, and by extension us, fails to meet his exacting standards for decorum, decency, and defeat in the fight against progressivism. And Mitt threatens to steal a strange new respect in that spotlight and watching these two have the world's most passive-aggressive mean girl fight for the mantle of leadership of the anti-Trump GOP Senate contingent will be quite amusing. Insufferably sissy Sasse is everything that is wrong with the Republican Party establishment. He's boring, he's sanctimonious, and utterly lacking any accomplishment except for distinguishing himself by running his fool mouth about Trump to any enemy outlet that will listen. Sasse poses as one of us, and even wrote an unreadable book mouthing a conservative critique of our crummy culture. The first line, and I'm not kidding about this, Sheryl Crow rocketed to stardom in 1996 on the strength of a single paradox. One of the reasons I don't write is I'm afraid I would try to sound like that. And if I ever do that, then you feel free to hunt me down for sport. In any case, his tiresome little book illustrates the problem. He writes a book about the culture war, then gets his panties all in a bunch when we elect someone who's finally willing to fight it. These guys need to go because they aren't interested in winning. They're interested in maintaining the status quo. Conservative Inc. is all about talking and not fighting. And after all, if we win the culture war, who needs them to write about it anymore? Victory means the donations dry up, and then they'll have to get real jobs like normals, and that just won't do for them. And by the way, my dream is for Ben Sasse to write in this epically fussy review of Militant Normals in the Dying Cruise Trip brochure that is the Weekly Standard, which then I can proudly wear like a medal. America's two political parties, and I don't count the ideological Dutch oven that is the libertarians or the Maoist mongoloids of the Greens as parties, are changing. Their coalitions are shifting dramatically. We're now seeing an outsider party of conservative populists, the GOP, and one of insider leftists, the Democrats, develop. And, of course, this leaves a lot of people who are only nominally within their traditional party. Lots of people no longer fit where they grew up. How many ex-Democrats voted to make Trump president? How many ex-Republicans collaborated with pantsuit in the ballot box? So until we complete the purge, we'll have treacherous elements within the GOP who should fess up to their embrace of the left, but can't because they would totally be cut off from their cushy little gigs that they have. And the problem is not people with criticisms of Trump. He's not an ideological conservative, so we need to keep him focused. It's the people who hate the normals who now use the GOP as their vehicle for representation. They are the ones that need to go. And we're seeing a great sorting, to put it in terms of millennials can dig. Think of a Harry Potter sorting hat that says, You won't fight hard to defund people who are killing babies, think it's cool to diss the flag at football games. You're happy about non-submissive conservatives being silenced by liberal tech companies. You write stuff that no one reads and have strong opinions about Star Trek. Yes, you are never Trump. I know you want to be GOP, but you are a Democrat. And the magic hat is right. They're no longer Republicans. And when they pretend to be, they misrepresent who they are. Jennifer Rubin is not a conservative commentator, no matter how often the left calls her that. She's a leftist. Bret Stephens is a leftist. Bill Kristol is a leftist. They all try to fake conservatism to get where they are, and then freaked out when they figured out that us normals were actually serious about all the stuff that they were talking about. So losing these people will be no loss to the party. Their subtraction is actually addition. Two words to the pseudo-cons who aren't happy about where the GOP is today because the party, for better or worse, is the organized political engine of conservatism. You need to get out now while the getting out is good, and you should be very happy that we're not going to hunt you for sport. I'll let that sink in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented wear counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
On Tuesday, Department of Justice official Bruce Orr testified before a House Oversight and Judicial Committee behind closed doors. Orr was the middleman between Christopher Steele and the FBI. Congressman Daryl Issa is on the House Judiciary Committee. He shares a few of the things that came out of the testimony so far.
Bruce Orr is creating a link for us between people who, as earlier was said, had animus, who were in fact desperate to stop candidate Trump from being President Trump, both before and after he became the president-elect.
Today, Defense Secretary James Mattis said the U.S. would resume military exercises in Korea. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley was asked about our relationship with North Korea.
We're not going to change our mind on the sanctions. We're not going to change our mind on denuclearization, and we're not going to change our posture in terms of how we look at that as a threat in the world.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The American law enforcement community, including the FBI, is now admitting that the recent history of terrorism clearly shows that the best deterrent by far is armed citizens. Now many, probably most, American citizens who own guns and go armed at least some of the time are neither adequately equipped, trained, nor practiced. And when they attempt to access firearms during a personal emergency, they are typically indecisive, slow, clumsy, and inaccurate. And even despite that, history shows that even then they are usually effective in deterring slash dissuading a bad guy. And that's because most of, and let's call these guys VCAs, violent criminal actors, even Islamic terrorists, despite Hollywood's false portrayal, are unintelligent, cowardly, incompetent amateurs who characteristically break and run at the first indication of lethal resistance. So when a dangerous criminal can thus be persuaded to precipitously abandon their villainous plan and then run away, that usually represents a very good outcome. Now, if you have trained to a degree, now you're an operator, and if you're well-equipped and well-trained, you are an even better deterrent. We go armed all the time, everywhere. Our equipment is superior. Our presentation is smooth and swift and precise. Our verbal commands are clear and convincing. We don't have UDs, which is an unintentional discharge, and we don't miss. We practice the stealth existence. We avoid most toxic encounters. And we live by the axiom, a superior operator is best defined as one who uses his superior judgment to avoid circumstances that require a display of his superior skills. Now, accordingly, most lethal encounters involve amateurs, not professionals. And, but like I said earlier, even amateurs are usually successful when they can get a gun in their hands within a reasonable amount of time. The common denominator among successful outcome is instant access to a loaded gun. The longer it takes for a good guy to get a gun, to get it loaded and put it in action, the likelihood of a successful outcome quickly begins to deteriorate. Many among the thousands of murdered farmers in South Africa died at the hands of vicious terrorists, while a safe filled with guns that could have saved them was nearby. Those guns never entered the equation because they were, for all practical purposes, inaccessible. The point lurking in the foregoing is this. In this age of terrorism, all of us, both amateurs and professionals, have to become comfortable continuously living with and carrying a loaded gun. Those who don't have is seriously degraded, and the probability of living through your next lethal encounter degrades at that point. Robert Jordan probably said it best, a young wolfhound will meet his first wolf someday, but when he acts the puppy, the wolf will surely kill him. The wolfhound must be a wolfhound in the wolf's eyes even more than in his own, if he is to survive. Now, one thing about carrying a gun. I don't like it. I don't like carrying a gun. I don't like it because it can be uncomfortable sometimes in certain modes of dress. That doesn't keep me from carrying one. Because what I lack in liking it, I really, really like in the reassurance that I am carrying one. And I read this account from a 1960 civil rights movement person that was somebody that was in it during the time. He wrote, back in the 1960s, I was a young Army officer, fresh out of college and fresh out of my military training. I had 2 months off while I waited for my first assignment. I ended up in the state of Alabama in the company of a bunch of Quakers who were trying to mediate conversations between opposing camps. One night as we were all gathered in a rented home making plans for the following day, a carload of local KKK wannabes drove around the house firing shotguns into the air. I heard a half dozen shots. They also tossed at least one porta-constructed Molotov cocktail at the house. It landed in the grass and never broke as it was supposed to. Small fire quickly burned itself out and did no damage save for the singe mark on the lawn. The car departed after 10 minutes, and the balance of the evening was quiet. With my 6-shot Colt Detective Special in hand, I went out to confront them, but they were already gone. But they returned the following evening for a repeat performance, and this time I went out again. Upon seeing me, they departed. I don't know if they could see the revolver in my hand or not. The third evening, I was waiting for them in the bushes. When they arrived and drove past me, shouting obscenities and pointing guns out of the windows of the car, I fired 6 rounds into their trunk and rear bumper, and they departed immediately. The next evening and the next 6, they never returned. 2 weeks later, we were in the different location again in a rented house, and the same thing happened. This time, I was waiting for them on the first night. Again, their car ended up with 6 bullet holes in the trunk and rear bumper. They did not come back the second night for a return engagement. Never saw them again. Now, of course, this all happened when I was young and foolish, but I never forgot the lesson inherent in these episodes. Bullies and thugs, no matter what side of the political spectrum they profess to be on, are sleazy cowards. When anyone, particularly the armed, trained, and determined, stands up to them, they're going to break and run. Yeah. Armed resistance is the only way to face something like this. And it is very effective in assisting evildoers to see things in a different light and subsequently come to repentance. And nothing else besides that is going to do the job. Nothing else is as effective. Now, those violent criminal actors, they really like it. They only have an easy time when they come up against the VBCs, the victims by choice. These are the people who may be able to carry a gun and don't. Maybe they live somewhere where they can't carry a gun and they haven't moved away or something. And I know there's certain constraints about that, but it all comes down to this. If you take the time to buy a gun, and then if you take the time to go out and train, and I'm not talking like, you know, like a Spartan monk. I'm talking about going out and training, you know, as often as you can, practicing as often as you can. And I've got a new thing coming on board that I can share with you very shortly, where you can actually train at home to a certain degree. As long as you're doing something like that, and you're keeping your skill set fairly sharp, we know that the untrained do very well. Any training at all is going to give you the edge. Any will help. And this is why I advocate training so much, because if you have to press that case, I want you to be able to do it in a way that is going to be effective and it's going to work and you're going to escape from it and go home. And then you'll have to deal with other things, but, you know, you'll be alive to deal with them. And that's a win. That's a W. That goes in the W column. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Free money back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I am so blown away with the change that the At-One stock makes on the Gunsight Scout rifle from Ruger that I'm almost convinced that I need to take this to Ruger and let them look at it themselves. Because surely they would do nothing but sell them this way. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Democrats are currently showing their true colors, and they're anything but red, white, and blue. Now, recently, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo slammed our great nation while attacking our president. We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. That was very offensive, Mr. Governor, and unpatriotic. And it's just the latest episode in a growing catalog of anti-American words and deeds by the Democrats. We could be tempted to assume that this barely concealed, if not celebrated, hatred of America was the sole preserve of a radical fringe of the Democratic Party. Well, if we did that, if we believe that, then we're going to be wrong. Recent poll found that fewer than a third, only 32% of Democrats are proud to be Americans. 32% of Democrats are proud to be Americans. The Democrats' anti-Americanism has been noticeable for some time. So while campaigning for president, then candidate Obama attacked two foundations of America, the right to bear arms and the Christian religion, and the patriots who cherish them. Working class voters get bitter. They cling to guns or religion, he said. Following his election, Michelle Obama remarked, "For the first time in my adult life, I am really proud of my country." And then Obama then proceeded to go on his infamous apology tour, slamming and slandering America in front of the backward barbaric societies across the world. Since then, the Democratic antipathy towards America's grown only stronger. Radical Democrat candidates like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Cynthia Nixon are running on explicitly anti-America platforms. Leading Democrat Elizabeth Warren, widely considered a front runner among Democrats for the 2020 ticket, called our entire criminal justice system, the envy of most of the world, racist. In July, Democrat supporters of Representative Maxine Waters burned an American flag outside of her office. Earlier this year, Deputy DNC Chair Keith Ellison tweeted in support of the far-left domestic terror group Antifa. Now, clearly, the election of Trump only intensified the Democratic contempt for their country and their countrymen. And in March, the infamous sore loser Hillary Clinton asserted that all that red in the middle, or most of the nation, was racist and looking backwards. Meanwhile, Trump supporters face attacks across the country from radical leftists who seek to destroy traditional American values. Even the Democrats' major policies threaten America itself. The Democrats' immigration policies promote unsustainable mass migration and undermine border security. Their foreign policy, which favors elite interests and promotes globalization, undermines our national sovereignty. Finally, their social policies, which rely fundamentally on big government, undermine our Constitution, undermines the rule of law, and the very values of which this country was founded. And if you take all of this together, these policies would inevitably spell the end of America as we know it. We wouldn't recognize it. We wouldn't. It's sad that the political party that traces its roots to patriotic Americans like Andrew Jackson and Thomas Jefferson is consumed with contempt for the United States of America. And unfortunately, that's what happens when one chooses partisanship over patriotism and political radicalism over practical common sense. Whatever the reasons driving these Democrats' hatred of America, that hatred is becoming far too entrenched and dangerous to ignore. They don't love America. They don't see America for what it is. They don't see us for being... I mean, I have been stationed overseas when communism was a thing, when the Soviet Union was still in place. And I can tell you, without a doubt, even back in the 80s, even though, I mean, and listen, I look back at that period and I say to myself, you know, Bill, you were over in a country that is in a city that's 700 years old, with architecture that's still standing there today, that's been standing there for almost a millennia, and all I was concerned with was, where was the beer and where's the McDonald's? And if I could go back, I would take in that cultural stuff. But I was young. But even though I was young and I was in that great place, I still couldn't wait to get back to the United States. Because no matter where I was in the United States, it was going to be better than where I was in Europe. Not because Europe is bad. Europe is great. But the United States is where everybody wants to go. That's where everybody would go if they could. That's why people will try to ride on a train, on top of a train, to get here. That's why they'll pay people to ship them in a shipping container. Or they'll cobble together a bunch of pieces of wood and some spare tires and, you know, use duct tape to put everything together and try to float across the ocean to get to us from Cuba. Everybody wants to come here. And there's a reason for it, and that's because we are the class act on the planet. And the Democrats don't like us. They don't like America. They don't like being from America. So if they have nothing but contempt for the Constitution and the people and, you know, the rules and the Bill of Rights and everything else, how do you think they're going to treat you if they get into power? It's not going to be nice. They're going to do as much as they can get away with. And I'll tell you, the linchpin that keeps them from doing it is the Second Amendment. Whether you believe that or not, the whole idea that there is a check out there and there would be a armed resistance. Now they'll get out there and say, well, you're not going to fight the entire, well, we wouldn't be fighting the entire military. The military is not going to deploy against us. That's the part they don't get. The military is not going to come out there and fight entire cities because they're standing up for themselves. Because guess where the military comes from? The military comes from the same contemptible cities that they, you know, call flyover country or not, you know, we're just a bunch of bumpkin yokels or whatever. And so the military is not going to get out there and say, well, you know, orders is orders and I got to go out there and I got to kill everybody in Alabama today. Oh, well, the Army does more before 9 o'clock than every people do all day long. Yeah, that's just not going to be a part of it. But in the interim, make no mistake. These guys, their long-term game has to do with giving the country away. Giving away everything that we have, giving away every advantage we have, and giving away the birthright. It's great to be born an American. It really is. And these that would get out there and tell you, well, you know, you don't need to listen to them. They're not worth your time. They're not worth your time. Coming up next, coming from San Antonio, Texas, Robert Patton from Sheath Underwear is out there. We're going to talk a little bit about the Shopify thing and what he has to contend with, what he will be looking for, because he's not in jeopardy, but he's still watching what's happening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish you would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care to thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.